Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
And good Friday to you all.
圣诞日好。
My name is Ryan Lee, and this is my wife, Noah, who will be translating for me for tonight's sermon.
我叫Noah, 这位是我的丈夫, Ryan。
Good Friday is a holiday observed by Christians commemorating the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a most solemn day, but also, along with the resurrection, it is the most important event in history.
圣诞日这一天是基督徒为纪念主耶稣基督钉死在十字架的日子，是非常庄严，同时也是人类历史上最为重要的一天。
But what makes tonight even more awe-inspiring is that if we convert the 15th of Nisan, which is in the Jewish calendar, the day that Jesus was crucified, into our modern Gregorian calendar, the exact day Jesus died is, can you guess it?
就在今天又非常特别的，如果我们把耶稣当时被钉十字架的日子从犹太日历转换到我们现代的日历，你们可以猜一猜是哪一天吗？
It's April 7th today.
没错，就是今天4月7号。
Good Friday hasn't landed on April 7th since 1950.
上一次受难日刚好是4月7号的时候，是1950年。
So nearly 2,000 years ago, on this very day, our Lord and Savior suffered the worst death possible on the cross. And because he did that for us, he wanted to take away our sin and reconcile himself to us.
将近两千年前的今天，我们的救主在十字架上遭受凌辱，残忍至极的死亡。因为他爱我们，甘愿的，他成为了我们罪的形状，付上了代价，好让我们可以算为无罪的，从而可以与神修重修和好。
I feel that this is very weighty. I hope that we can let that sink in.
知道这是非常沉重的信息，所以希望大家可以稍作停顿，思考一下。In
our society that heartily celebrates birthdays, for example, you may think your birthday is very special, that you think it's special every year it comes around. And in fact, I would agree with you. I have my own young son. I think his second birthday is coming up very soon, very special.
在我们现在的人会非常由衷地庆祝我们的生日，然后每一年都觉得，比如说你会认为你的生日是非常特别的，每一年都是如此。我也很理解，也很认同，因为我们有一个儿子，马上就是他2岁的生日了，这对我们来说非常特别。Then
how much more special that today marks our true spiritual birthday, the day that Jesus took our sin on the cross so that we could be reborn.
这么来说，历史上的今天，对于我们属灵的生日意义有多么的重大呢？因为耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，我们才得以在属灵上获得重生。In
that vein, let us pray in holy reverence so that we may honor Jesus for all that he has done.
请我们一起带着神圣的敬意，纪念主耶稣为我们所做的一切。请我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and giving us your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us.
我们在天上的阿爸父，谢谢你爱我们，愿意用自己所爱的唯一的儿子，作为我们罪的赎罪祭，在十字架上受死，付上代价。On
this day, while we were still sinners, you loved us first. When we wanted nothing to do with you, you looked upon us with loving kindness and forgiveness.
就在今天，在我们还是罪人的时候，你先爱我们。当我们宁愿无视你、躲避你，你仍然选择用爱心来看我们，用温柔和原谅来待我们。We
praise you for offering yourself up as an atoning sacrifice. Your death gave way to our eternal life.
主啊，我们赞美你，你无私的舍己的，甘心做赎罪祭。 因为你的死开出了一条道路，可以让我们进入永生的道路。
Lord, you suffered more than immense physical pain. You suffered immeasurable spiritual pain when you who knew no sin became sin.
主，你遭受的不仅仅是身体上面的痛苦，还要遭受你在你圣洁的灵里面，原本是毫无罪恶，却要成为罪的形状，代替我们，承受羞辱，还有刑罚。
You took the shame and the punishment so that we could be one with you.
求你赐给我们今天晚上能够带着圣洁的敬意。
Give us tonight a holy reverence. May you soften our hearts to be receptive to your scriptures.
让我们内心能够柔和地来听与圣经的教导。
Please use Noah and I tonight. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us, Lord.
求你的圣灵带领我们夫妻二人，可以来传讲您宝贵的话语。愿我们的心灵和诚实。
Let us as a congregation worship you with all that we are.
来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
So on this most holy of days, I want you to realize how important it is to meditate on the cross, rightly and regularly.
所以在这个非常圣洁的日子里，我想要大家意识到，我们要经常并且要正确的来思想十字架，这是一件非常重要的事情。
For example,An often memorized verse, especially in our church, Master Life, is Luke 9:23.
比如说，如果你是我们教会的弟兄姐妹，参加过门徒训练，你应该会非常熟悉《路加福音》9:23.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背上他的十字架来跟从我。
If we are to be disciples of Christ, we are commanded to take up our cross daily.
是的，要做耶稣的门徒，我们要天天背上十字架。
But if you're anything like me, Luke 9:23 isn't on the highest used Bible verses that we have.
但是如果你也像我一样，这句经文其实并不是我最常用的。
But even when I have used it,I'll admit, I just kind of say it and then move on. At best, I might picture myself holding up the old rugged cross on my back in my imagination.
就算是偶尔用到的时候，也只是引用一下，稍稍提到一下，然后就继续下去了。最好的时候，我也可能只是想象我背了一个很沉重的十字架，在我的脑海里面想象一下。
But the greatest event in history was not meant to be a mere afterthought.Nor merely contemplated just on Good Friday.
但是耶稣死在十字架上这件伟大的历史事件不是只是在事后记起来然后心中默默地想一下也不是说只是在受难日的时候沉思纪念一下。
It is meant to be thought of always because it is the beginning of our lives and thereafter,It is the heartbeat of our lives.
应该是要时刻充满着我们的心灵和思想这样的一件事情，因为这是我们生命的开始，又或者说这是我们有了生命之后的每一次心跳。
This is to be taken up in our hearts and our minds daily. And if you do this, then let's say on this day, this very day, and every day henceforth, let us contemplate.The truth in our minds. Let us feel the appropriate emotions and the appropriate affections in our heart and obey in right posture in your will. Obey Jesus. Obey Him who was obedient unto death.
如果你也愿意，你应该是这样子去做。让我们一起来这样子做。从今天开始，从现在开始，在你的脑子里面时刻的深深的来思念十字架里的真理，在你的心里感受在主里面合一的爱意，在你的意愿里面用好的样式来顺服他，顺服耶稣基督，就像他甘心顺服上帝一样，就顺服到死。
On this night, I want to show you that if you contemplate the cross regularly, God will show and grow you in Christ.
就在今天晚上，我想告诉你们，如果你们也时常的思念十字架，上帝会向你彰显他的奇妙大能，也会在基督里面让你的生命成长扎根。
Tonight we're going to be going through a passage referred to as the suffering servant. It is a prophecy found in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. And some background, the author is of this book is the prophet Isaiah.
今天晚上我们一起来看一下旧约里面的一段经文。这段文字是在讲一个受苦的仆人。然后这本书的作者是先知以赛亚。
He was an Israelite who lived more than 700 years prior to Jesus' living. He proved himself to be a real prophet of God, as all of his near-term prophecies in his lifetime, they were all fulfilled.
然后以赛亚他是出生在耶稣降生之前的700年左右。他之所以被称为是一个真正的先知，是因为他所说的所有的短期的预言都在他的有生之年被实现了。
Furthermore, even after he died, his more latter prophecies were also fulfilled.
然后一些中长期的预言也都在他死后一一实现了。
One irrefutable prophecy, it's pretty crazy, was that Isaiah named the king of Persia, Cyrus, 150 years before Cyrus was even born. And he foretold that he would be the deliverer of the Israelites from the Babylonian captivity. Isaiah 44:28.
其中有一个很了不起的预言，以赛亚预先的说出了一个波斯王的名字，这个波斯王叫做居鲁士，并且以赛亚还预言这个居鲁士会成为把以色列人从巴比伦的统治当中拯救出来的这样一位国王。要知道这个预言被说出来的时候是在居鲁士出生前150年。
So being a prophet in this time, it wasn't a joke, no joke, because anyone claiming to be a prophet of the Lord had to be 100% correct in their predictions, or they were put to death. That's in Deuteronomy 18:20-22.
然后刚刚那个居鲁士的预言你们可以在以赛亚书44:28里面找到。要知道要做上帝的先知这可不是儿戏，你如果说错了或者说了假的预言，如果不是100%的从上帝那里来的话语，这个先知是要被杀死的，是非常严肃和谨慎的。
You may be asking, why do I even mention these things? The exact historical date of Good Friday today, that the prophets of God need to be 100% correct.
各位朋友们，你们可能会想啊，为什么我们要讲这些事情？为什么要说耶稣的受难日在历史上就是今天，为什么要说先知是需要100%正确的？
It's because I want you to know that the Bible is true.
是因为我们想告诉你们，圣经是正确无误的。
It is true historically, it's true theologically, it's true morally, and it's true in regards to predictive prophecy, which is 100%
圣经是正确无误的，无论是从历史上，还是神学上，还是道德上，甚至是这种有预言性质的先知的话语上，100%的准确无误。
We who are Christians, we may take this for granted, we may simply assume correctly that this is the truth, that the Bible is the truth.
我们在座的有很多是基督徒， 很多时候可能就是会单纯的，当然也是符合事实的，相信圣经里面的真理。
But if you're here tonight and you're not sure that it's the truth, you're on the fence about it, or you straight up just don't believe, I wanted to start here.
但是如果你今天在这里还不是很确定，甚至说就是不相信，我们可以一起从这里开始。
I'm preaching the Bible not just because it's a good book about morals. It's a book that is truth, historically, prophetically, truth about God.
我们今天在这里讲圣经，不仅仅是因为这是一本有好的道德标准的书，而是因为这本书它是真实的，它是真实的历史，是真实的可以在实现的预言。
And what I'm preaching isn't just something that I believe in my head. It's truth that God has borne out experientially outside of myself. Not just in my mind, it's outside of my control. I've experienced God's sovereignty, His control, His authority, His promised presence. I've received His great love. I've had and seen His miracles, and I've seen fulfilled the prophecies that come from Him in my own life.
我在这里讲的也不仅仅是我自己脑袋里面相信的事情。它是上帝在我本人还有我的脑子以外所能掌控的以外的事情真实发生和真实经历的我自己亲身经历的上帝的主权他的掌管他的权势和能力他满满的带着应许的存在我亲自的体会到上帝奇妙的爱在我生命中的神迹医治还有他许多大大小小的预言在我自己的生命当中实现
And I'll be honest with you. I was not a believer all my life. I was not a believer until much later in my life. Not until the age of 29.
老实说，我也不是一直就相信上帝的。在我29岁之前，我是不相信上帝，也不相信圣经的。
Right? So God, Jesus, Bible, it meant almost nothing to me before that.
所以上帝啊，圣经啊，耶稣啊，对我来说没有任何的意义在那个之前。
At that time, when I was like 29, I was a young doctor. I thought I had it all.
29岁的我，我自认为是一个年轻有为的医生，什么都有。
I didn't believe I was a sinner. Of course, you know, I'd admit I wasn't perfect.
我从来不认为自己是一个罪人。当然我知道自己是不完美的，但是我不认为自己是一个罪人。
But I definitely didn't need a savior to take away the sin I didn't believe I had.
也不需要一个什么救主来拯救我不相信我有的罪。
What need did I have for the great physician when I myself was a physician?
我为什么需要这样一位拯救者而我当我自己就是一个诊病救人的医生我不需要帮助我就是帮助人的。
Yes, I didn't need help because I was already helping others.I won't get into the specifics of my salvation story, but I welcome you to ask me about it after service or any time. But I will say, when I was 29, God humbled me. He humbled me with a severe mental illness. It was bipolar, mania and depression, that caused me to lose my then fiance and my entire confidence to live a normal life or have a normal career.
今天在这里我就不多说我的得救见证但是如果你们有兴趣的话等一下结束了欢迎你们过来找 Ryan 或是找我也可以我们很愿意跟你们分享上帝在我们生命当中的作为但是我想跟你们说的是在我29岁的时候上帝谦卑了我给了我一次让我患上了一次很严重的精神疾病双向狂躁抑郁症简称躁郁症那一次的生病我失去了我当时的未婚妻失去了我认为能够正常工作的能力能够正常生活的能力更不要说作为一名医生的未来
And in this dark time, God unmistakably led me to Jesus Christ as my Savior in a way that I could only be said was orchestrated by His providential hand.
就在这个我人生最黑暗的时刻上帝精准无误的又奇妙的安排把我带到了这间教会带到了耶稣基督的面前 当时所有的发生的时间点、人物还有地点，所有的这些细节，我可以说，除了来自一位全能者的手才能够策划如此的巧妙，我不能够想到还有什么其他的可能。
And since then, he has restored my soul, he has restored my mind, and he has restored my family, and he has given me new and greater purposes in life, in him. He's called me to go to seminary and to be a pastor.
从那之后，上帝使我的灵魂苏醒，重新恢复了我的健康，重新赐给了我一个家庭，并且让我的生命有了更大的意义。他呼召我去读神学院，去成为一名牧师。
So what I'm trying to get at is that you cannot benefit or even recognize the truth of the Bible and God until you recognize that you are a sinner in desperate need of a Savior.
所以我在讲什么呢？我想说，就是一个人没有办法从圣经的真理当中获得祝福，甚至是认识到圣经里面的真理和充满的祝福，除非你意识到自己是一个罪人，除非你意识到自己是多么的绝望无助，非常的需要这样一位救主，耶稣基督。
As I speak, you may be saying to yourself, No, I don't agree. I refute this. I know I surely did before.
也许听到这里，你有很多想要反驳的。就像我曾经也是这样子。
But whether you're someone who doesn't believe at all, doesn't believe any of this at all, or if you're a Christian who doesn't regularly meditate on the depth of your sin and your need for a Savior, then on this night especially, I hope you recognize your sin and turn towards your Creator and your Savior, who is Jesus Christ.
所以今天晚上，不管你是不相信耶稣基督和他的十字架的救恩，或者是你是一位基督徒，却不习惯常常的自查自己里面的罪，不常常意识到自己是多么需要这位救主，我想邀请大家看到我们里面的罪，回转到你的造物主和救主耶稣基督面前。时常思念十字架，让生命在基督里成长扎根。
So now I do want to, on this day, contemplate the cross and to know and to grow in Christ. Please now turn specifically, if you have a Bible, to Isaiah chapter 53. If you have a Bible in front of you, or you can follow along in front of, on the screen.
如果你有圣经的话，请大家一起翻到以赛亚书五十三章，如果没有的话也没有关系，我们可以看屏幕上面，我们把经文打出来。
So we will meditate on the cross of Christ as it was prophesied by Isaiah, again, more than 700 years before Jesus was born, and which was fulfilled 2,000 years ago, thereabouts, on this day.
请我们一起来思想耶稣死在十字架上，正如先知以赛亚在耶稣受难前700多年所说的，也就是在将近2000年前历史上的今天，就真的像以赛亚预言的那样发生了，实现了。
Let us bow our heads once more so that the scriptures may be illuminated.
请我们再一次来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, would you open up our minds, our hearts, and our wills to receive your word?
亲爱的阿爸天父，借着你的圣灵，求你打开我们的心智，打开我们的心灵，愿我们愿意的来领受你的话语。
May we draw nearer to you, Jesus, as you draw nearer to us through the preaching of your word.
愿我们来与你来亲近。在我们来读你的话语的时候，也愿你亲自来靠近我们。
May we meditate on you and your word rightly tonight and all the days of our lives.
愿我们默想你的话语， 从今天还有我们今后的日子里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So Isaiah 53, and we start actually in verse 3. I'll read it first. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
以赛亚书53:3，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
So Isaiah rightly paints the prophecy of Jesus as being rejected and hated at the cross.
所以以赛亚准确地在他的预言里面描述了耶稣在当时的十字架上是如何被拒绝、被厌弃。
His fellow Jewish people and leaders, they conspired to kill him. And even his disciples turned and ran. One betrayed him, Judas, and another, the leader, Peter,denied him 3 times in fear of punishment. Everyone deserted Jesus.
他的犹太同族的官长们策划杀死他，甚至他自己的门徒也离开他逃走，一个接着一个，先有卖主的犹大，后面又有因为害怕刑罚3次不认主的彼得，背弃耶稣，一个接着一个。
It was true back then, but you know what? It's true now. We have all rejected and despised Jesus through our sin and unbelief. We are not so different from the ancient people who wanted nothing to do with Jesus.
这些在当时都是真实发生的人和事。但是现在呢，我们跟前面提到的这些人也并没有很大的变化。在我们的生命当中，都或多或少，我们都曾经因着我们的罪，或者是我们的不相信，都曾经背弃过耶稣，选择不相信他，不愿意和他有任何关系。
And now we move to verse 4.
请我们看到第四节。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Another reason I love Isaiah 53 is his prophecy gives the underpinnings of why Jesus went to the cross.
另一个我很喜欢这一节经文的原因，是因为他预言告诉我们为什么原因耶稣要上十字架。
There are a lot of different beliefs as to why Jesus died on the cross. Right? The Jewish onlookers at the time, during the crucifixion, thought he was a blasphemer, a sinner who needed to die. Others today see him as a religious martyr who died for his beliefs. Others even still thought that his life and death was a good moral example. All of these are wrong.
耶稣为什么要死在十字架上呢？有很多不同的看法。当时的犹太宗教人士认为他应该死是因为他亵渎神，他自称自己是神的儿子。然后现在呢，也有一种看法觉得他是一个宗教的烈士，为自己的信仰而死。还有一种看法是觉得耶稣死在十字架上是一种很高的道德，等等等等，很多错误的解读。
But here Isaiah clearly states the right reason. He died because he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows.
在这里，以赛亚很清楚地记载，他的死，因为他担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He took our grief and sorrow, which are consequences of our sin, and he took them to the cross.
忧患和痛苦，就是我们因为罪产生的后果。耶稣把这一切都担当了。钉在了十字架上。
I want us to look back at that fateful Good Friday, and whether it's for the first time or the umpteenth time, if you have any sin or grief or sorrow in your life right now, then you can give it to Jesus.
让我们回头看看这个命中预定的受难日，然后如果这是你在生命当中第一次，亦或者是第无数次犯下错误、犯罪，或者是忧患，或者是痛苦，我想告诉你，把它交给耶稣基督，他是为了你被钉上了十字架。
Christ literally went to the cross for you because he loves you. He loves you for who you are right now, exactly who you are, a sinner in need of grace. And he loves you wherever you are at, in whatever situation.
他为你钉上十字架，因为他爱你，就是你，一个在罪中挣扎，一个需要饶恕，需要恩典的你。就是此时此刻现在的你，无论你处在什么样的处境，你不用紧紧地抓住不放，不用自己一个人承担。
You don't have to hold on to it, whatever it may be. You don't have to bear it alone.
上帝不想要你承担你自己承受不了的痛苦。
God does not want you to be crushed under the weight of pain and suffering that you were never meant to handle. Instead, God placed it on his son, Jesus.
是的，上帝不想要你承担，这些是你承担不了的痛苦，所以他选择用自己的独生儿子代替你受了刑罚。
Verse 5.
让我们看到第五节。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Jesus suffered a long and drawn out death. He was flogged until he's bloody, hoisted onto a cross with nails, and he eventually died, likely by asphyxiation due to exhaustion and blood loss.
耶稣 遭受了极其漫长痛苦的死亡，血腥的鞭打，吊起来被长长的钉子钉在十字架上，最终他死于失血过多窒息。
Subsequently, he was pierced with a spear that went into his heart after he died on the cross. And the Bible tells us it was a mix of blood and water, and we actually sang about that. The blood came from his heart. And I'm nerding out a little bit,And the water came out from the pericardial fluid that accumulated from the stress of the cross. It's like a layer in between the heart, and then there's this layer, and it's fluid.
专业术语我没有办法翻译得很好。简单的来说，就是耶稣死后又被士兵的长矛把他的心脏给刺穿了。当时有圣经的记载上是有血和水的混合物同时流出来，这个血是从他的心脏里面流出来的，然后水是在十字架上受刑的时候那个心脏周围心包的积液。
So I'd like to do a pulse check right now for us as a congregation. And I'm going to use a quote from one of my favorite preachers, C.H. Spurgeon. And he said, believer in Jesus, can you gaze upon him without tears?As he stands before you in the mirror of agonizing love, as we feel the sure and blessed healing which his stripes have wrought in us, does not our heart melt at once with love and grief? If ever We have loved our Lord Jesus. Surely we must feel that affection glowing now within.
我想借用我最喜欢的著名的布道家斯布珍的一句话。耶稣的信徒们，当你看着眼前充满痛苦的爱意，你怎能不流泪？当我们亲身经历了因他的鞭伤而带来的医治，我们的心怎么能不被爱和悲伤所触动？如果我们爱我们的主耶稣，我们也必定感受到了我们内心中涌动的爱意。
I praise God that not only in the preparation for this sermon for both Noah and I, but even during this service, we were both moved to tears by the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior.
我们感谢主，在我和 Ryan 在为这一次信息准备的过程当中，甚至在刚刚的我们在唱诗的时候，我们都同时的被主，还有他在十字架上的牺牲。深深的触动，在爱和悲伤的情感当中流下泪水。
And that didn't come out of anything from my own heart that's full of sin. It came from meditating on the Lord and His cross and His scripture day in and day out for this preaching. So that we could have the right affections. We could have the right affections for our Redeemer.
对，我们也知道这样子的爱意和感动不是能够从我们这样的罪人自然能够流露出来的，这个是从我们时常的思想十字架还有耶稣为我们的爱和舍己这样子的过程当中慢慢的体会到的感受到的。
And you know what else is really awesome and amazing about verse 5?
在第五节的经文里面，你知道还有一句让我非常惊喜的是什么吗？
It's that upon him was the chastisement that brings us peace.
我们一起看这一句，因他的刑罚，我们得平安。
Firstly, this peace isn't our usual modern understanding of peace, freedom from disturbance like war or strife.
首先，这里的平安不是我们当今社会说的没有战争、爱与和平这样子的一种平安。
This peace was the Jewish understanding of shalom. It was completeness, harmony, prosperity, and permanence. It's peace with God.
这里的平安是犹太人所理解的 shalom.就是完全的、和谐的、富足的、永恒的，是与上帝的一种平安。
But you might ask, what does Jesus being punished, and how does that bring us peace with God?
那你可能就会问了，那为什么耶稣受刑罚，而且还是这么残忍的刑罚，会给我们带来平安呢？
You see, we were enemies.With God, as our sin is not compatible with His perfection and His holiness. So the only way that we could have peace with God was through Jesus, who was fully man and fully God, who was sinless, and who was the only acceptable sacrifice to take our sin.
那是因为，当我们还在罪里面的时候，我们与上帝是敌对的，相反的，我们里面的罪与上帝里面的圣洁神圣是毫不相容的，完全不相干的。所以我们想要与上帝来和好，唯一可以有的和好的方法就是通过耶稣，一个完全的神，同时也是一个完全的人，一个从来没有犯罪，是圣洁的，能够被使用的赎罪祭，来代替我们接受原本应该给我们的刑罚。这样的方式我们才能够与神和好。
So brothers and sisters, we who are believers, we must ever strive for a closer communion with Jesus. I hope tonight that you are able, through this preaching of the word, to contemplate the cross and allow the Spirit to grow you in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们作为信徒，也很常常要付出很多的努力去与主联合。我希望今天我们可以做到多多的思念十字架，让圣灵帮助我们，让我们在生命在生我们的生命在基督里面成长扎根。
And my exhortation to you tonight on this night is to meditate on the cross, meditate on the scriptures, meditate on our Lord Jesus Christ daily and rightly.
所以今天晚上我想鼓励大家，让我们每一天的都来好好的思念十字架，让它充满我们的生命，充满每一天。
So pick up your cross and let it pervade your entire being.
所以背上我们的十字架，让它在我们每一天里都能够感受到从十字架来的力量。
I hope it does for you what it does for me. It encourages me to be honest about sin and shortcomings. And it allows for forgiveness. You can forgive yourself and you can forgive others.
也希望我们可以因此更加的坦诚和真实的承认自己的罪，也学会更容易的原谅自己，原谅他人的过犯。
I hope, brothers and sisters, that you'll be more sacrificial with your own life for the cost of Christ, and that you take godly risks and you don't just aim for comfort.
也希望我们能够一起在大事小事上甘愿牺牲舍己，因为耶稣为你在十字架上也是如此的牺牲舍己。我也希望我们可以一起能为主担当有冒险的精神，而不是在我们自己的舒适圈里面。
I pray that the rugged cross makes you more rugged and that Christ strengthens you.
我希望十字架和我们的主耶稣能够让你变得更加的坚强、坚定、更有意志。
Look upon Jesus today and every day and be moved to love others more and expand the kingdom.
每一天都抬头仰望他，被他触摸、触动，去爱别人，多一点，再多一点。
And if you're here tonight and you're not yet a believer, I pray tonight's contemplation of the cross and of Jesus has been very, very impactful.
如果今天你来这里还不是基督徒，我希望今天晚上的信息，思念十字架，能够让你更加的认识耶稣基督。
I pray that you know him for who he truly is. He is our Lord, and he is our Savior, and our Creator. And he lovingly chose to go to the cross and die for your sin.
认识耶稣基督，他到底是谁？是我们的造物主，是我们的救主，也是爱你、甘心为你担当你的罪和羞耻和忧伤这样的一位上，这样的一位救主，使你可以与上帝和好，有真正的平安，真正的shalom。
And I pray that tonight that you have the peace of God with you and that you are reconciled to God truly.
愿上帝的平安与你同在，愿你与上帝能够和好。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you tonight, 2,000 years ago, Lord,You suffered for our sake and our sin.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你，在今天晚上，将近2000年前的今天，你在十字架上为我们献上自己，做我们赎罪的代价。
I pray, Lord, that We the church are encouraged, Lord, in that we are thankful to our Lord for all that he has blessed us with.
主啊，我为我们的教会，主啊，求你帮助我们，心里受到触动，受到鼓舞。
And I'd also like to pray that if there is anyone here tonight that would like to confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and Savior, that by God's Spirit you are moved to do so, Lord, I pray that you tell someone. Tell your friend that brought you. Tell me, tell Noah, my wife here. Tell someone so that we can celebrate with you and we can bring you to the cross and we can kneel together and that we can pray.
啊，我们也祈求你，如果今晚上有任何朋友想要承认在主耶稣基督面前承认自己的过犯，相信主耶稣，为他的救主。 主啊，我们也为这样子的朋友来祷告。主啊，求你让他能够勇敢的走出这一步，跟带他来的朋友，或者是跟我，还有Ryan，任何人，任何我们教会里面弟兄姐妹，来到我们一起，我们一起和你来，来庆祝这样子的重生的时刻，庆祝这样子的好的消息，好的时刻。
Lord, we thank you, God, and we wait for Easter to come, because we know, Lord, that you are victorious over death, sin, and the devil.
主啊，我们也耐心的等候，等候复活节。主啊，你战胜死亡，战胜罪恶，战胜所有的这些邪恶的势力、黑暗的势力，来庆祝你的得胜、你的能力。Thank
you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
感谢赞美主。 祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.